This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. The government has given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. The cabinet has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence AI services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra, and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer, and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the working of that enterprise, and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
The minister firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remark, calling India a second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. The Supreme Court warned that illegal mining in Aravallis can lead to irreversible damage. The top court yesterday said it will constitute an expert committee comprising domain experts to undertake an exhaustive and holistic examination of mining and related issues in the Aravallis hills and ranges. The Ministry of Power yesterday released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy provides a comprehensive blueprint for a future-ready, financially viable and environmentally sustainable power sector to provide reliable and quality power at affordable price. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that India is at a decisive inflection point in its nuclear energy program, with reforms aimed at strengthening energy security while maintaining the highest safety standards. Interacting with journalists at a media roundtable in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said the government is in the process of framing detailed rules under the recently enacted nuclear legislation. The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specified timeline. The Commission has also directed West Bengal authorities to strictly implement the Supreme Court's this month's order related to the ongoing Special Intensive Revision 2026. Niti Aayog released the reports outlining decarbonization roadmaps for the cement, aluminum and MSME sectors in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Beri, highlighted the critical role of the MSME sector and sustained economic growth in India's development journey. He underlined the importance of strengthening the MSME sector, which remains a key driver of employment, innovation and inclusive growth. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 48 runs in the first T20 of five-match series in Nagpur, chasing a target of 239 runs set by India. New Zealand could only score 190 for 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat first, the hosts posted 238 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the top scorer for India with 84 runs in 35 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.